There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
From Focused on J-Rod, you could just hear Ken Carman's will to go on, leave his body. The more Akron Jackson kept dropping truth bombs. Absolutely incredible. One thing when I say it to myself, it's another thing when Zach says it.
Well, I'm very curious to see how, if the Za'Darius thing, it's a one-off. I mean, obviously they already traded Amari Cooper. Or if it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, Browns headline, a massive sell-off by the deadline. Like, then we'd have very different conversations, I think, coming into tomorrow.
216-474-0092. Yeah. Yeah, so far, Greg Newsom's still a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, he's another one. We haven't mentioned him much today, but he's been in rumors now for over a year.
Man, this sucks.
So nobody would be shocked if he gets dealt. The question is if he's played well enough to keep teams interested. I mean, how good of a season do you think he's having?
Cavs have the Pelicans on Wednesday. They're a better team. Golden State on Friday. Now, are they still without Steph?
They're 6-1. I thought Steph. I'm not sure.
Hurt his ankle. Can we start 10-0? Is what I'm asking.
He did play yesterday.
Damn it! Maybe we'll start.
We can beat anybody.
Tomorrow we'll have tickets for that at like 8:40. So.
That's right. We'll have tickets for that 8:40. You said
tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing 2 second trivia.
That's right. So tickets to possibly go to the Cavs and Warriors game coming up at 8:40 tomorrow. You could maybe see Steph or maybe see him in street clothes.
Who knows?
Remember the last time they didn't start anybody, they beat us. Well, hopefully it won't happen that way. The new look Cavs, even though they have the same starting five, kinda in a way, but they have Kenny Atkinson. And Evan Mobley possibly taking that next step. I will focus on anything other than this. I'm putting up my Christmas lights on Sunday. Thoughts?
Good.
Good.
Let's get on it.
Excellent. My father's birthday, he'll be 64. Five?
Good.
Yeah, he'll be 65 coming up on December 8th. Same day John Lennon died. Oh, that's another negative. Whoops-a-daisy. Go to the phones. Jack and Lorraine, you're first up on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Glad to have you, Jack.
I think all this talk about possibly firing Stefanski or Barry is way premature. And my logic behind that is several things. One, when the Browns made the move to take Deshaun, the majority of people were saying that was a great move. Hindsight shows that it wasn't. There's no doubt about that. They had to give up 3 first rounds and 2 second rounds to make the move. So when you try to hold Barry accountable to not having a good enough draft, you have to take into account that he hasn't had 3 first rounds and 2 second rounds. And also, looking at firing somebody because they've had a bad half of a season, and they probably will have the bad rest of the season, but at this point, all we can say is they've had a bad half of a season. After they've had two seasons where they've gone to the playoffs, two seasons of Coach of the Year, and that has been our best regime, the two guys together.
Hey, I got to stop. Stop right there, Jack. Stop right there. The best regime talk, I mean, that's a very low bar. I can't compare them to other past regimes. All those other regimes are they host podcasts now, and they take shots at the Browns, even though they helped create this mess to begin with. That I have to stop you on. Everything else, go ahead.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about that, but the bar is higher because they have won two. They have made it to the playoffs in two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Coach of the Year for two seasons. So I'm not holding them to the bar of just the best of a bunch of bad regimes. They've been a good regime for the 4 years they've been here, and now they have one bad season, and what I refer to as the microwave generation wants to get rid of them and start over again. That makes zero sense.
I mean, Jack, it's not all that. And thank you for the call. It's that you have this cloud that hangs over your organization there. Where, people keep bringing up John, and he is up in Detroit with Brad Holmes, and they're doing a great job up there, and he knows how to pick. I think he knows how to pick football players. Now, there were some misses. I brought up Chad Thomas earlier today, for crying out loud. So definitely, and when he drafted a guy in Kansas City in the third round, they cut him in camp. So he's had a couple of misses there, but obviously he has way more hits than misses John Dorsey does. He paid the fiddler for a disastrous hire at head coach. It was so disastrous that the owners didn't even go up there and be on the podium with him, which is something that people always notice. Remember, when Gerard Mayo got hired over in New England, they made a big deal that Jonathan Kraft wasn't up there at the podium with him. People make a big deal of this stuff. So he paid the fiddler for that. And Andrew Berry was one of the people who spearheaded going after Deshaun Watson. Well, I got $171 million left that the Browns have to pay him, and I wouldn't trust him to go out there on the field ever again for this football team. Well, someone's going to pay the price for that. And it ain't going to be the owner. It might not be Kevin Stefanski, but if you bring in a new general manager, I don't know what the hell Paulie Podesta is responsible for anymore. I mean, he's a slipperier wizard than you could ever imagine to be. But if it might not be Kevin Stefanski, I'd love to say that, except if you're going to bring in a new general manager, maybe you bring in a new chief strategy officer or whatever it is. Okay, well, is Kevin their guy or is Kevin not their guy? And by the end of this season, do we need a new voice anyway?
Well, I look at it this way.
We still have 8 games left to go. We have 2 more months in the season, Anthony.
We know how this is going to go. It's only going to get worse. The biggest battle is going to be with all the other teams that sitting at 2 wins. There's 8 other teams. And where they're going to be drafting in the first round, will they finally have another, top-of-the-line pick? I look at it the same way on an election day, ironically, where every ad you see is whether or not the country is in a better place than it was 4 years ago, if it's heading in the right direction. When it comes to...
Oh, you want me to take Chris in Chicago's call. I know what you want me to do, and I'm going to do it.
When it comes to this organization right now, do you feel better than you did, and are they heading in the right direction?
No.
And what do you think Jimmy Haslam is thinking right now?
He can't say yes.
And did they not sell Jimmy Haslam on how good they could be with Deshaun Watson, knowing all the heartache they were going to take, all the lost revenue, the season ticket holders that were going to leave, the baggage that Deshaun Watson came in, the fact that they can never promote him and market him the way that a normal team does a quarterback? Yeah. What do you think they sold Jimmy Haslam on? And have they been able to pay that off at
no,
all?
No, remember, because when this all goes down, you know that there will be plenty of insiders saying the opposite of what you and I have known for a long time.
Yep.
So, by the way, be ready to deal with all that, because it's going to happen. You know that, right? So you're ready to deal with that with me? Okay. All right, let's have some fun here. Chris in Chicago, Illinois. He's listening on the free Odyssey app. I've been staring at this call, and I want to take it. Now, Lima, you put it out there on social media. Chris, I want to bring you in here in a second. Today is a very special day in America. Lima put it out on social media. It's a question he's been wanting to ask for 8 years.
I love this question.
Ask the question.
I love this question. Because we are living in such divided times. If you pay attention to social media, if you watch cable news, you're being told this election is the most important election in the history of the world. You're also told that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
At 4 years ago, you certainly were told that 8 years ago, and you'll be told that 4 years from now. So I asked the question on social media. Election day poll, you can only pick one. Your candidate wins the presidency, or the Browns win the Super Bowl. What say you, Chris?
I am vested today. I mean, I'm hopefully my candidate wins. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm old, never seen the Browns in the Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl. I'm voting for the Browns to win a Super Bowl because, really, when has the president, whoever's in office, ever really made a difference in, an everyday guy like me's lives, right? Like, maybe point to once. I think the first time Trump was in, he put some good tax.
Yeah, we don't need to get into
Yeah, what are we doing here? Well, let me answer more. The question. More,
Either way, we don't need to get into that.
Take the Browns.
I want the Browns. And can you throw like the Guardians World Series in too?
No. It's a Browns question. No. Yeah, it's football season.
I have no problem.
Thank you, Chris.
They're more of a midterm question.
Yeah.
I know. I could have put, Cavs, Browns, Guardians, Bucket, whatever. But this case, the Browns are the team that hasn't done it. And I know there's all sorts of, I think about this question. I've had people say, are you nuts? The future of this is at stake. The economy, Roe versus Wade.
What if you don't
Wade,
trust either of them?
But that's part of it. And I'd also say genuine happiness. Like half the country is going to be elated either tonight, tomorrow, or 2 months from now, depending on what happens in Georgia and Nevada counting the votes. Okay. Whatever. Half the country is going to be so miserable. Half the country is going to be ecstatic. But of those people that are going to be ecstatic, you're going to then flock to your media. You're going to start watching cable news again. And then you're just going to be mad every day because you're going to be mad at what the opposing side is saying about you and the job your president is doing. You're never truly happy in this case. I've known plenty of Democrats the last 4 years who've been miserable. I've known in 2016 to 2020, plenty of Republicans that were miserable every day. Not necessarily about their candidate, about what happens afterwards and all the political talks they engage in. What can I guarantee you is that if the Browns win the Super Bowl, you are going to be happy for the rest
Democrats
of your life about
will
this.
Hug Republicans the day the Browns
yes,
win the Super
they
Bowl.
Will.
That is a good point.
You'll be making out with opponents. You'll be doing whatever, God knows what. You'll be celebrating. Think of 2016. Think of when we won the NBA championship and the complete
Super Bowl
strangers.
Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell
yes,
together.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
It's a hell of a question, Tone.
I think Bernie Moreno and Sherrod Brown, if the Browns won the Super Bowl, would sit there, shake hands, and celebrate. Come on.
I just got a text about that, yeah.
Did you?
Said they will hug.
They ask you for another $40.
Be nice to see some decorum with our political leaders. Do you want the results of the poll thus far?
Yeah.
Kenny, I have 1,100 votes in.
Holy potatoes.
Margin for error, 3 points right now.
Quinnipiac.
Your candidate's win is leading the way at 57.6%.
Yeah, it's just people showing off for social media. We know the truth.
Browns win the Super Bowl at 42%.
Okay, ask this question in March.
Yeah. We could have asked that last March and got the actual truth out of it.
That's a good point.
Today, everybody's on their high horse. What will they say in March? Just like what Owen said. Yeah. I got hell because I won't take the sticker.
Oh, so, yeah.
Guys, I still voted.
Kenny is anti-sticker.
I won't take the sticker. I'm still going to vote. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to later today. I'm going to bring a lawn chair so I don't have to stand in line.
Can you do that?
Are there rules here?
Well, I can't have a logo on it.
No. I do not have a Ralph Nader lawn chair.
I was going to say, Joel Stein, come on.
Josh in a car, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good show as always, boys.
Go ahead. Oh, thank you, Josh.
There,
go ahead.
Don't get too down.
Okay,
don't get too down.
Well, it's, you know, it's the day's early. Go ahead, Josh.
No, I just want to say, like, you know, JJ, he's got to be careful. He might be getting drug tested with a call like that, trying to exhume Deshaun Watson. The dead. That's over, dude. Watson's done. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, that's over. That, Josh, that, I mean, you know, I appreciate JJ trying to find the sunny part of things, but we know that.
Yeah. But as when they comment, like, it blows my mind that people are still defending Andrew Berry when the whole time we've been here, you've seen him patch John Dorsey's roster and his talent. He's probably brought two good pieces of talent the whole time he's been here. He's had plenty of picks. I don't want him picking in the future. I hope he gets, you know, he gets replaced this year. The guy's trash. He's garbage. The only person I hope stays is Stefanski, and I hope the next GM drafts a quarterback that fits Stefanski's system. But what are we doing? Why are we trying to do mental gymnastics and say, yeah, well, this guy's really good with cap, and man, if he Haslam has an open pocketbook, so he's good at writing checks. That's all he's good at. The guy can't address talent. He can't develop anybody. Why do you want him taking your future? It's obviously some type of rebuild. Andrew Berry's not the answer. Don't try to work yourself into shooting saying we got to keep this guy. The guy's been terrible. You got to let him go.
It's just very.
I know that we want. I think people are upset because Haslam used to fire everybody every 3 years, right?
Yeah.
We need consistency. The problem is you don't want consistency with the wrong guy. He's obviously the wrong guy. Don't stick with him. You don't have to. Get rid of him.
Josh, thank you very much for the call. It's just very hard for me to find the arguments unless some of these guys start to come to fruition. I'm getting tweets about Isaiah McGuire and a couple other guys. All right, he's going to have to play high. Because, again, unless he becomes Myles Garrett over the final eight games of the season, it's not going to make you forget what you have at quarterback. It's not going to make you forget that you're 2-7. It's not going to make you forget any of that stuff. There's always good guys, they're not all dummies. They can all pick decent players at some point. But if you do not do well with the most important position, you're going to be on your ass. And that's the entire reason Andrew wanted to make the move in the first place. I said it then. That in that 2021 season, could you go to sleep at night knowing that your job, your livelihood is on the line? And some people say, well, Kenny, they make so much money, it doesn't matter. They don't want to uproot their families and have to move and do any of that stuff. Just like you wouldn't want to, okay? But would you put your livelihood in 2021? Would you put your livelihood in the hands of Baker Mayfield? My answer was no. And he couldn't do it because you couldn't trust him for another year. Now with revisionist history, everybody's going to say yes and that we're the stupid ones. But you knew you couldn't do that in 2021. He went out, he took a massive gamble, and he lost tremendously. So the only defense I can give him is that, hey, yeah, you tried to save the situation. You didn't even just not save the situation. You made it worse, but you did try to make the franchise better. I guess you could hang your hat on that. But other than that, there's nothing I can give him. Other guys, you know, if Mike Hall ends up doing well, that ain't going to, come on, that's not going to save him. That's not going to do that. This is a fruitless conversation. someone's going to pay the price. And it probably will end up being him. And I regret to say that because I do like the guy.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.